For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two Lincoln Metro teams remain alive entering semifinal Friday of the NSAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. In Class B, Norris had to go overtime to shake off Bennington as the Titans defeated the Badgers 61-56 Thursday night at Pinnacle Bank Arena to advance to today's semifinal against Scotts Bluff. In a back-and-forth game, Norris took control of this three-pointer from Josh Bornschlegel with 2 minutes left in regulation.
Bozinger gets inside, pops it out to Bornschlegel for three. It's up and in!
Boom! Good drive and kick by Small.
Norris takes the lead.
48-47 Titans at that point. Will Wilson, Tim Bob Kitzmiller on KFOR with the call. Norris will play Scotts Bluff in the Class B semifinal at 3:15 today. That's the same time that we'll have the Class C2 semifinal at the Devaney Center between Lincoln Lutheran and Norfolk Catholic here on KFOR. Our coverage begins shortly after 3 o'clock. We'll have score updates on that Norris game as well. In the other Thursday quarterfinal game in Class C1, Malcolm's season drew to a close. They fell to top seed Omaha Concordia 72-36. Championship Saturday coverage on KFOR will include the Class B title game tomorrow at 1, the Class A championship tomorrow night at 6:15, and if Lutheran wins today, the Class C2 championship tomorrow afternoon at 4:15. The Nebraska women's basketball team moves on to the quarterfinal of the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. After getting a 64-56 win over Purdue on Thursday, Jazz Shelley led the Huskers with 19 points. Husker head coach Amy Williams talked about how scrappy the Boilermakers were on the court.
To be honest with you, they're scrappy, I think, because they take on the identity of their coach. And you can see how much that team enjoys fighting and playing hard for their head coach, and they lay it all on the line. They have some really great pieces.
With the victory, the fifth seed of the Huskers move on to today's quarterfinal matchup against number 4 seed Michigan State. That's set for a 2 o'clock tip-off on the Big Ten Network. Weather permitting, the Nebraska baseball team is set to open up their home schedule today for a 3-game weekend series with South Alabama. Husker head coach Will Bolt says they're glad to be home.
Excited to play in front of our fans, and it's been, you know, we've had an interesting first 3 weeks. I mean, obviously just not getting off to the start we wanted to get off to the first weekend and having some heartbreak, but then coming back from that has been a lot of good signs from our team.
First pitch today, weather permitting, would be at 4:05. Saturday's games at 2:05. Sunday would be a 12:05 start. The Nebraska softball team scheduled today at the Razorback Invite in Arkansas appears to be fluid for the time being because of the weather in that area. Nebraska is set to open the day at 9 this morning against Northern Iowa and then take on St. Francis at 1:30. There will be a decision made later this morning on whether Nebraska will try to play 2 games as scheduled or if the Huskers will only play once against Northern Iowa. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.